Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams on third and long. It is complete. Odunze inside the 10 to the end zone. Touchdown! Williams connecting with the second year receiver out of Washington, Rome Odunze. Odunze in motion. First and goal. Fake toss. Williams looking end zone. Throws. Touchdown! Second of the game for Odunze.
That was Kenny Albert on Fox Sports. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. You're listening to us on a Plovers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. We continue to unpack because there is a lot of baggage from yesterday's 52-21 loss to the Lions that I think called a country blank whooping because that's what it felt like. Bears owned in almost every aspect of the game. Although I will say, special teams was at least better.
Go teams.
That was a low bar.
At least better.
The bar was in Hades a week ago. So yes, and I agree with
you. An easy way to help with that is to go for it more on fourth down, which the Bears did, unfortunately, 0 for 2 on fourth. And then also not attempt any field goals.
Special teams was not given a chance
like
to screw up.
If you've struggled in the third round drafting, just don't draft in the third round.
Except for the start of the game, though. Kicking the ball out of game to start the game, that was poetic.
The problem with drafting the problem with not drafting in the third round is then you end up with three Robbie second round picks and you're wondering, where are all those second round picks and what are they doing?
Well, apparently the second round picks yesterday just didn't play.
Luther Burden III was out there.
Yeah.
I saw him. I did. I saw him on the field of play with the ball in his hands. I did see that.
Somebody tweeted me, there is no chance the Bears beat the Cowboys. This is all I have, okay? This is it.
Yeah, I can't see the Bears. I could see the Bears beating the Cowboys, but I definitely would not pick the Bears to beat the Cowboys.
Well, number one, the league has essentially told you, because the Lions will create a blueprint for you offensively. The league has told you, go after 29. Unfortunately.
It's sad.
I mean, I hate saying it that way because it sounds so caustic. But I feel like that's just what happened yesterday. And did you see him getting a bit of a shoving match with Amon-Ra St. Brown?
That's a given.
And they didn't call that. So glad to see that still happening.
The Dallas Cowboys scored 40 points yesterday, Layla.
Against the Giants.
Yes, and they're playing the Bears next, who just gave up 50 points. Dak Prescott, the 38 of 52, 361 yards, and two TDs. Jamal Williams, 18 carries, 97 yards. C.D. Lamb, 9 reception, 112 yards. I appreciate your optimism, Layla, but I'm like, it's the Bears they're playing next.
Here's what you guys are not taking into account. I believe that the progress continues this week.
I believe.
For one, Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be up in the task. Last week, he could not handle the video game type setting of what the scoring was. Brad Biggs put it pretty well in his 10 things. Listen, I think he's going to take another step. I think the most positive thing to come out of that game, and there were not very many positives, is that Caleb Williams found Rome Odunze, who set a career high with 128 yards, and then also two touchdowns, and that connection seems to be there. That's something to hang your hat on.
Really important. It's really important.
It's super important.
It's a big
also,
deal.
No,
yeah.
I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah. So also on top of that, we heard a reflective and an apologetic Ben Johnson a week ago talking about the run game, and before things got out of control, they were running the football.
Swift was really good.
Yes.
I love the way he was, like, his style of running. That's it.
It looked
that's
like
what it looks
fit
like.
The personality, right?
Yes. Like, and that's so, what they couldn't get him to do last year.
And so, if you look at it just from a, hey, did the Bears get it better in any way? I think Caleb taking what I saw to be a step forward, not a huge step, but a step forward with Roma Dunze specifically.
Well said.
And they're still figuring out some of stuff out. But also, a running game actually existed in the first quarter of that game and existed in the second quarter until things got out of hand. Really, that end of half was like the end of the game.
Well, and that shouldn't have been. You know, a play like that and a drive like that, albeit one that was curiously officiated, should not take you out of it. But you're right. It was 21-14. The other part of this is, one of my biggest aspects of improvement and wanting to see what they were going to do was, are you going to score on your first drive again? And it sounds so basic, but when you consider how bad they were offensively on their first drives last year, to score a field goal would have been monumental. And they did it again. They scored a touchdown again. And that, I do believe, gives a team a base, especially an offensive one, where, again, you say you're stripping it down to the studs. I do believe that that is something that they should hang their hat on. Because, again, you saw people be their best selves, right? DeAndre Swift looked like himself.
Yeah.
Then they were able to use him out of the backfield as a really solid weapon, which I thought was good. Ben Johnson also told you he was going to call more run plays. He did. Mm-hmm. Kyle Monongai got 7 carries for a total of 28 yards. But the point is, the intention was still there. The fact of the matter also is that typically 4 sacks for another quarterback in a game, I think we'd be talking about this in a much more serious manner. But given the bar here and the comparison here, we know that that is not the biggest aspect of what happened to the offense yesterday.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you on the first drives. And those are good for Ben. But that is what Ben Johnson has brought. Very good first drive scripts. And we all want a whole hell of a lot more than that. Here's the problem now, 2 weeks in a row, where the Bears have deferred, which I have liked. They get the ball back in the third quarter with a chance to really put a stamp on things. Last week against Minnesota, 3 and out. I shall now put my glasses on.
You don't need I know why you're doing it for dramatic effect.
Yes, in the third quarter, the Bears' first drive, it's 28-14 Lions. The Bears get the ball first. Marky Mark had put $40 down on the Bears to win. I told you guys that. It's a problem. I called 1-800-GAMBLERS after that, so
okay,
I'm all good.
I'm an accomplice because I pushed you to do that.
Yeah, you
but
did.
Also,
hey,
I know you're putting that much on it.
Hey, Chicago, it's not. Don't add that S on the end. It's not 1-800-GAMBLERS. This isn't the access of the hotline.
You see, I've been living
gambling
her way
problem
too
called
long.
1-800-GAMBLER.
That's right. I am a Chicagoan through and through. But anyway, 3 and out, the first play. And DeAndre Swift had a nice game, but guess who had a falsie?
Oh, it was him.
Guess who had a false start? DeAndre Swift. Then a 3rd and 9, and this is where it was a bad pass from Caleb Williams to Zaccheaus. Then the Lions do get the ball back, and they kick a field goal to make it 31-14. The 64-yard pass to Jamison Williams. It's
God,
like, oh
that was
my
terrible.
God! And then,
you
and
saw
then,
TJ Edwards on that play, right?
Oh. Oh,
that's
yeah.
when he just came up lame. It was that's definitely a hamstring.
Right. That's where the embarrassment begins. And then it gets worse in the third quarter when the 4th and 5, Caleb has it deflected, nearly picked off. And then Layla, after that, the 44-yard touchdown pass to Jamison Williams. It's 38-14. And then we start to get into embarrassment territory. And Mark lost $40. And that's just, they even gave me a chance to get $17 back. I wouldn't do it. I was like, the Bears are going to win this game. No, they didn't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I was so obsessed with taking notes for this game. I not only did the notebook, I did a Google Doc, and then I condensed my Google Doc main points into my notebook. But I didn't like it in my life when I was like, 3rd and 34, LMAO.
So like, he doesn't have a play for 3rd and 34?
That was also the issue, is some of these penalties just put them in untenable positions.
Dude.
You know, when you consider the interception, for example, and that was a bad point for QB1, you know, because then he's trying to make something happen. It's 2nd and 32 at the Chicago 37. He gets flushed out of the pocket. He's rolling right. At that point, you need to decide, are you faster than the rest of the defense so you can run out of bounds? Do you take the sack, because that's definitely a sack there, or do you try to make something happen downfield? He tried to make something happen, and it turned into the interception. Mm-hmm. How I really do, though, defer to Ben Johnson as to what his preferred method is there, because I feel like when it comes to outcomes, if you really care about the interceptions and what you want to do, where does that sit with you? I think it's one thing to like take a shot downfield and take a risk that's within your play structure, and that's an interception. That one to me was bad because you made a bad play worse, you know, where you're trying to throw it out of bounds, yeah, and you just didn't get there. Like, that's the thought process that you want to look into.
No, I think that's very different. And the earlier example in that game was when he went to Roma Dunze over, yeah, the top, double coverage. Okay, if they get an interception there, they're inside their own 5-yard line most likely. And so that's acceptable. It wasn't acceptable, one, because of where we were in the game, right?
Yes.
And he just throws it 3 yards to the right. It's out of bounds. It's out of harm's way, so, yeah, to speak, because he barely caught that thing in bounds. I think it's another step. It's another data point for him to talk to his quarterback one-on-one, say, hey, this is why this wasn't a good play. And again, I expect the growth with Caleb to keep coming. Like, I don't know how long it's going to take to get where, yeah, Ben Johnson wants him,
right,
but I think as long as he continues to go forward, we're good with that. The defense is a whole different story.
Yeah, Raheem Harrison Grody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. What I'll say is, yeah, the first drive was excellent. The touchdown was on a 3rd and 9 to Roma Dunze. That is some clutch stuff. But getting back to the interception drive, things that we haven't pointed out, but we've made a point of, the penalties. Drew Dolman had a hold on that drive.
Right.
Braxton Jones had a face mask on that drive, which is what set up the 2nd and 32. And this is where also I get a little bit conflicted, because a lot of the opinions were at that point, you know, Caleb, you know, just take your layups. Don't try to play hero ball. There is a place for Caleb Williams to still play hero ball and to make plays and to win because of Caleb Williams. He just messed it up in that spot, because there were similar plays last year for Caleb Williams in the Minnesota game when he had those back-to-back plays, one of those to DeAndre Swift, where he rolls right, fires it down the sideline, and one of the, you know, it's a free-for-all, but it's one of his best plays. I don't want to take that away from Caleb Williams, so that's not a place where I'm saying don't play hero ball. There has to still be a place for that with Caleb Williams.
I thought Ben Johnson was perfect in his description after the game, talking about what he wanted to see from Caleb Williams. He said, I want him to be a point guard, not a shooting guard.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to shoot.
But that's the point. Point guards don't not score.
Right.
It's not like,
okay,
point guards don't take shots.
Yeah, right.
They're just selective, right, in which, like, my favorite point guard,
Jason Kidd.
No, it's
why?
Well, because that's the perfect, like, because,
no,
he scored 11 or 12 points a game.
There's,
right,
a reason they called, yeah, him Ason Kidd early in his career.
No
Ason
J.
Kidd, no J. So, yeah,
wow, I didn't know Jason Kidd sucked.
But
wow.
Chris Paul, on the other hand, who I was going
to
say, maybe,
oh, okay,
the point guard, he's a guy who knows how to get everyone involved in the offense, get everybody going.
And then
when he does have to take a shot late in the shot clock, guess what? That thing's going in.
Right, that's,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
He gets handed a grenade and he knows how to, yeah, defuse it.
So like, was that not a good spot?
To use an NBA term.
Would that not have been a good spot for Caleb, like you're saying? Setting everybody up, finally he takes a shot. He messed it up. And I still don't know what he was trying to do. Was he trying to throw the ball out of bounds?
You don't know what he was trying to do?
Well, I
think that sums it up.
I said he screwed it up.
Let's review tape with other tape. You know, the phrase. phrase, like, review scripture with scripture, let's review tape with other tape. When you consider that he was, when you consider that he was forcing the ball into some pretty bold situations, because he, you know who his blankies are, you know who his security blankets are, it's Alamide Zaccheaus and Roma Dunze, and it might be in that order when you consider the reprogressions and what you see out of where he chooses to throw a ball. So with Rome, he wants to give him the Michael Penix Washington experience, I feel like, where he's throwing it into two and three dudes and you got to figure that out and make the cool catch. I feel like that's happening. Do I think it's him hanging out to dry? No, I don't think it's purposefully bad. I think it's just the coolness of it. You know, like that's what he's used to seeing him do. But regardless, he's used to taking risks. We knew that this was going to be a long process. And now he's got to unlearn everything that brought him to this point where he's successful. So I factor all of that in when I consider what you're seeing. However, you have a week of practice to be able to put this together in a manner that makes it make sense. You should know who your reads are. And I feel like that's something that we're still seeing as well, is what the read progression is. Unfortunately, I hate to bring this up because I feel like the discourse around it last week was so so vitriolic. But the all 22 will tell a lot of tales from this game.
Let's take a look at the palate cleanser in the moment. That's the fact that, hey, football's not done. You got a doubleheader tonight, by the way. But also Cubs baseball tonight. The Cubs road trip begins in Pittsburgh. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:05. First pitch at 5:40 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Radio Cubs Radio Network. Then after the Cubs game, oh yeah, football, like I promise you. It's Chargers Raiders Monday Night Football, kickoff at 9 right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. That is inviting for a parlay for me, a cross parlay.
Oh yeah,
MLB NFL.
No more advice from Marshall.
I'll let you guys know. My friends at FanDuel have a same game parlay option today. I'll tell you about it later.
I'm not listening to you anymore, man.
I didn't know you were putting that much. I was thinking like $5.
Look,
you also owe me a dollar, Marshall.
I do owe you a dollar.
The irony of this, guys, is the only two times in my life that I have bet on a Bears game is 2 years in a row at Detroit for the same amount of money.
You were not allowed in 2020. To do this.
1-800-GAMBLERS.
No, because
there's no S.
Oh.
In fact, I'm going to confine you to the Jules's, where you're going to have to sit because you shouldn't be allowed to bet on that specific game.
Speaking of the Jules's in the South Loop, I went to the Jules's in the South Loop before the game yesterday.
The one on Roosevelt?
It's just so
spirited.
You
went to both of them, the one off Canal and the one off Roosevelt. They're very close to each other.
Yeah, it's right. It's Wabash and Roosevelt. That one right there. Everybody's wearing their Bears. Like, the employees all have their Bears gear on. I'm fist pumping just customers in there because everybody's got their Bears gear on. I was so pumped up, and then things happened.
Let's hear from them. If you were at the Jewels yesterday in your Bears gear, but also, if you just want to call us and our phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. You've heard what we have to say. The meatball machine is open for you, too. If you don't have time for a call, you can just vent. We will play the meatball machine at 125, but we will have you call us next on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.